Today is a really good day. Welcome to the jungle. My name is Jim Rome. We are live in Southern California. Nice to have you here. The program, as you know, is brought to you by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. A tremendous Wednesday to you. What's cracking? Why don't we start things off by opening it up? Open phones in hour number one. I've got three interviews, but they do not start until the middle of hour number two. So you should call me right now. Do not wait. Hit me up, 1-800-636-8686. There is some breaking NFL news, which I will get to momentarily. But again, you don't need to wait. If you know what you want to talk about, you've got a phone, you've got the phone number, have a take, get it up in here, 1-800-636-8686. Follow me on Twitter at Jim Rome and email me at Rome, R-O-M-E, haveatake.com. The interview is set up like this, coming up next hour. A college football reporter for Fox Sports, Bruce Feldman. In hour number three, an NFL columnist with Sports Illustrated, Robert Klemko. We'll talk some NASCAR. The driver of the number 19, Martin Truex Jr., joins me in hour number three. It's a podcast day, the Jim Rome Podcast. Tillman Fertitta is our guest. He is the owner of the Houston Rockets. So we have got a really busy day. Lots of content. A lot of good places to go with it. 1-800-636-8686. So what I want to do, I want to start the program by doing something that I never used to do, and then I always did, and then I haven't done. Namely, talk Jacksonville Jaguar football. Duval!
Duval!
It is only Wednesday, but it has already been a hell of a week for Jalen Ramsey and the Jacksonville Jaguars. Let's go back to Sunday. It all started then. Ramsey and head coach Doug Marrone were up in each other's grills on the sideline. Then one day later, reports surfaced that Ramsey wanted out of Jacksonville and asked for a trade. Then yesterday, Jalen Ramsey met with the media. Now that in and of itself to me is interesting. Like, I don't know how many teams, upon learning that their best player wants out, would have that very same player up at the podium 24 hours later. But that's exactly what the Jags did, and that's exactly where Ramsey was. And he was doing some work now. He opened things up by saying this.
Yeah, I know it's a lot going on in the media these past couple days, a lot of speculation, and nobody's really heard from me. But yeah, I wanted to talk as soon as I could today, just because I don't really want it to be a distraction for my teammates getting ready for a game on Thursday. And right now I'm still a part of the Jacksonville Jaguars, and I'm happy about that. And I'm getting ready for the game as well. And that's where my focus is.
All right, so he comes out and says, there's been a lot of talk in the media for the last couple of days, but you need to hear from me. And so now he's got my attention and my interest. But then he starts to talk about what he's talking about. And for a moment, there was a part of me that thought, this is going to be a total letdown. There's going to be a whole lot of corporate talk and not a lot of Jalen Ramsey. You know, the Jalen Ramsey who came into the NFL as a rookie and less than a month into his career called Ravens wide receiver Steve Smith, quote, an old man. Actually, correction. After he and Smith got into it on the field, he went with this full quote.
He came up to me after the game. You feel me? Y'all tell me who got in who head. You're an old man acting like that.
Quote, he's an old man acting like that.
You're an old man acting like that.
He's an old man acting like that. Like Steve Smith was too old to be talking junk. Now, you know, this is maybe the biggest Steve Smith house ever. Steve Smith is one of my favorite athletes in any sport ever. But even I had to respect the audacity of the rookie calling out my guy, saying he came up to me after the game. You feel me? Y'all tell me who got in whose head. He's an old man acting like that.
You're an old man acting like that.
He's an old man acting like that. So, at that point, Jalen Ramsey gets my attention. And that, of course, was just the beginning. Then there was the time he called Josh Allen trash. Quote. Then there was the time he called Matt Ryan, quote, overrated. Then there was the time he said that Joe Flacco, quote, sucks.
Hey!
That That's the guy that I wanted to hear from yesterday. That's the guy that I was waiting on. And fortunately, that's the guy that we got. He said that if you think that trade request is only because he does not love the city of Jacksonville, you're wrong. He loves that city, and the city loves him back.
Just last night, I was in Roof Chris. They were showing hella love.
Quote, just last night, I was in Ruth's Chris, and they were showing hella love. Now we're getting somewhere. Of course, you were at Ruth's Chris, and of course, they were showing you hella love. You're Jalen Ramsey. They're not. What else you got, playa?
Ever since I've got here in Jacksonville, since I was drafted here, I've done nothing but give the city my all. I think everybody knows that. I've gotten some really good years out of me. And for however long I'm going to be here, I'm going to continue giving my all out there. All I care about is winning, man. Everybody know that. I want to win. Straight up.
All I want to do is win. Bleep. Straight up. And then he offered up a quick apology.
Excuse my language, but everybody know that. That's who I am. That's that passion, that fire, that heart. That's what y'all love. And I'm going to continue giving that as long as I'm here.
Man, he's right. That is what we all love. Keep on giving that. And a little context here, because you heard that, but you couldn't see it. He was not smiling when he said that. He was dead serious. He was locked in. Locked in and telling you exactly how he feels.
I have nothing bad or negative to say at all about anybody in this building. It happens. It is what it is.
He then capped off that opening statement. And by the way, that was the opening statement, by saying that his focus was on getting ready for tomorrow night's game, being a good teammate, and quote, just being Jalen, man, at the end of the day, end quote. And again, that was all in the opening statement. When the floor was then opened up to questions, he was careful and he was polite in sidestepping most of them, but you didn't really need to hear his answers to know how he feels. The guy wants to bleeping win, and he wants to get paid. He wants to win, and he wants to get paid, and neither of those things are happening. And it doesn't look like either of those things are going to happen. Of course the guy's pissed. He's playing for a team that has gone 3-13 in its last 16. And it's no secret that he's been frustrated with the contract situation for a while now. And not just his contractual situation, but others as well. He's been lobbying to get his teammates to get taken care of too. And that hasn't happened. So, from where I'm sitting, granted 3,000 miles away, but from where I'm sitting, it does not seem to me that it's only about money. I mean, that's part of it, of course. But I'm guessing a big part of this is the fact that he knows he was a single play away from the Super Bowl in 2017. I mean, did that really happen? Were the Jaguars really ever that close? Were they really a play away? Or was that like a dream? Because everything that has happened since then has been a nightmare. They went from nearly beating the Pats in New England and reaching the Super Bowl to having a worse record than the Miami Dolphins in the past 16 games. And there have been multiple complaints about how that defense has been run. Then you've got that blow up with the head coach Doug Marrone during Sunday's game. So you know what it comes down to, right? It comes down to a simple choice. Marrone or Ramsey. Who is more valuable, Jalen Ramsey or Doug Marrone? The Pro Bowl corner or the sub-500 coach? The guy with a legitimate claim to being the best corner in the NFL, or Doug Marrone? The guy who can transform an entire defense and a guy you build around, or Doug Marrone? The guy who is one of the most exciting and entertaining players in the game, or the guy who's had a losing record in both of his head coaching gigs? Listen, I'm never looking to get somebody fired. I'm never looking to take food off somebody's plate. But if the decision really is that, between Ramsey and Marrone, the answer better be Ramsey. Marrone's chased that playoff run with a 5-11 disaster and an 0-2 start. The team has imploded. This guy's going to have to turn into Vince Lombardi in the next 3 months to justify even bringing him back. And I know teams don't want to give players all that power. It scares the hell out of them. But if this really is a battle between Ramsey and Marrone, and you pick Marrone, then you've said that you don't care about winning. The question now is whether or not that legendary red ass in the front office is going to see it that way. Times are a-changing, Tommy. You better too. Jalen is the future, not Douglas.
Just last night, I was in Roof Chris. They were showing hella love.
That's it? He was in Ruth's Chris last night, and they were showing hella love because they know. Make the right choice. 1-800-636-8686. Like I mentioned, I did something that I never, ever did, and then I was doing all the time, and then I've stopped doing, and now we're doing it again. Leading this show by talking Jacksonville Jaguar football. Other topics today. If you thought the New York Jets were done losing to Cleveland on Monday, then you do not know the New York Jets. Because here we are on Wednesday, and they're still losing that game.
Here we are.
Unbelievable. I've got an update on that. I'm talking, of course, about the Jamal Adams situation. They could not have jacked that up any more than they did. What a disaster. Still losing on Wednesday, and they stopped playing that game on Monday. Also, this news just in. Breaking NFL news. Panthers quarterback Cam Newton is injured. Incredible, right? Shocking. No way. Cam Newton is injured. I will have that story for you as well. 1-800-636-8686. I mentioned that Bruce Feldman's coming up next hour, which means we are talking college football with him. Also, the Pirate, Mike Leach, doing Mike Leach things. He is back in the news, starting up a conference play and winning the day. So that will be up as well. Bruce Feldman, Robert Klemko, Martin Truex Jr., and open phones to start it. I've got a podcast coming up after the program. Tillman Fertitta is the owner of the Houston Rockets and a best-selling author. We have got a full 30 minutes plus with him. That's already in the can. It's a great interview. So look for that after the show. I'm going to push it out then. It's a Wednesday, so I've got an ATP too. Take a short time out. Phone calls are next. Let's face it. We all like a little added value when we shop, right? Now, if you like to shop at O'Reilly Auto Parts, you're in luck. Stock up on everything you need for your car or your motorcycle, from brakes and batteries to engines, cleaners, and tires. Earn points that get you money back. It's like the gift that keeps on giving. Spend a little, make a little. It really is that simple. Just stop in at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store and sign up and be an O Rewards member today. You will earn 1 point for every dollar you spend at O'Reilly. You can even get your rewards twice as fast and on the go when you provide your email address. O'Reilly O Rewards. Become a member, get $5 back for every $150 you spend. It is fast, it is free, it is easy, and it's only at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Manage, earn, and redeem O Rewards. See your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store or go to orewards.com for details. Sign up online today if you have not already. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better prices every day.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
It is good to be with you. What's going on? Welcome back. I am Jim Rome. Opened up by talking about the Jacksonville Jaguars. I'm not saying that it's not about money with Jalen Ramsey. It is. But it's about winning as well. The guy wants to win, and he was that close to getting to a Super Bowl, and now it's all blown up, imploded, and he knows he's nowhere near getting to a Super Bowl, and he's not getting paid. And he wants out. So if they have to make a choice, if it comes down to me or him, if it comes down to arguably the best corner in the NFL, I know a lot of you haters want to say he's not that. He's not that. I think that he might be that. I've got no problem saying that he is that. If it comes down to that or that coach, who are you going to pick? How easy is that? Jamie in Green Bay tweets, tough start for Jacksonville. Foles hurt. Ramsey wants a trade. Only one thing left for Danica. to do now?
Now, I'm out of money for season tickets, and the only thing I can do is go to the game, get drunk, find a little tenderoni, and take him home for the night and ruin him. I'm out.
But that's not something I pulled offline. That's an actual jungle dweller. That's an actual jungle listener. That was an actual call made to this program. Jacksonville Jaguar fan, Danica, at wit's end. Nowhere to go, nothing to do, upset. Only thing left for her is to go to a game, pull a tenderoni, take him home, and ruin him.
Now, I'm out of money for season tickets, and the only thing I can do is go to the game, get drunk, find a little tenderoni, and take him home for the night and ruin him. I'm out.
Actually, check that. What I said was the only thing left for her to do is to go to the game and get a tenderoni. Actually, what I meant to say was the only thing left for her to do is to go to the game, get drunk, find a young tenderoni, take him home, and ruin him.
Now, I'm out of money for season tickets, and the only thing I can do is go to the game, get drunk, find a little tenderoni, and take him home for the night and ruin him. I'm out.
This is why she is known as the queen, Danica. Boy, that take is aging really well. This email says, hey, Jim, not sure what's going on with Dave Gettleman. Why not just start Daniel Jones week one if he was willing to bench Eli after two games where their defense gave up over 60 points and Eli was out there throwing to the third, fourth, and fifth string receivers? Good timing, Dave. It seems like he's just buckling under pressure, and take it from us. We know a thing or two about buckling under pressure. Regards, Beaks Kneecaps. Mike in Buffalo, helping him. War bums using plastic tables on pizzas as kicking tees. Hey, Mike, guess what? You're blocked, loser.
Block! Block!
Put that in the system, Hawk. Sincerely. Put that in the system. An official block on Mike in Buffalo.
Block! Block!
Hey, I'm not playing, Mike. I mean, you're done. You're blocked.
Now I'm done.
There is no bum smack.
Block!
And I don't roll in here early in the morning every single day to hear y'all call Beaks fat. I don't care.
Fat?
I'm trying to do a radio show here. Hey, Jim, how is Hawks back? Has he overcome that injury with his mind yet? Signed, Kooks. They believe everything they read. Casey, New Hampshire. Non-sucker for miracle treatments. Somebody called yesterday and was citing a book and said that Hawk had a, quote, divided mind, which was code for saying he's mentally weak and it's psychosomatic and he really did not throw his back out. He's just not mentally tough. And finally this, Rome Slice. Happy National Cheeseburger Day. Give me back my bun.
Give me back my son.
Regards, Steven Seagal and Charlie Weiss storming the counter at Five Guys when they're told that they've run out of bread for their 20th cheeseburger. Geoff and Lincoln. Give me back my bun.
Give me back my son.
It is National Cheeseburger Day. Rome, we wanted a cheeseburger for National Cheeseburger Day, but every place is sold out. Signed, people within a 50-mile radius of Beef's in Studio Twinkie's Pool Cabana. Hey, did I put that out there as a topic on the table? How fat is Beaks? No, not today, not tomorrow, not ever. I did bring up Jalen Ramsey and gave you my thoughts on that and asked, what should Jacksonville do? Is it between the star DB and the average head coach? I did throw that out there. I did mention that the Jets lost a game on Monday night and they're still losing that same game on Wednesday. I know I mentioned that. I did mention the Pirate, Mike Leach. I mentioned a lot of things. I don't recall mentioning, hey, clones, do you think Beaks is fat? If so, hit me up. Not doing it. Not doing it. Let's go to Acton, California. Joe, start us off. Joe, how are you?
Good, good, Romy. How are you?
Great. Perfect.
Outstanding. Hey, just got want to throw some support for Ramsey. I was listening to what you were talking about earlier, and I think what's first and foremost is that you got a very bright young man here. You know, he's a very intelligent player, and trust me, I'm like the old get-off-my-lawn kind of guy. Like, I don't like loud, arrogant athletes, usually, but I don't consider him that. You know, you look at the stuff that you were mentioning that he mentioned back in the past, talking about Flacco sucks. Flacco stinks. That's a fact. I mean, the year that he got his Super Bowl was a perfect storm, you know, and he won it on the back of his defense. Matt Ryan is overrated. You know, all of those things that Ramsey said are accurate. And when Steve Smith had his moment with him, that was Steve Smith's own insecurity. You know, as an aging player, seeing some supreme talent in a young man who's articulate and thinks clearly. And like you said at the beginning of this as well, he just wants to win. Like any athlete who's dedicated their life to a sport, I want to win. And when Foles went down, that pretty much destroyed any possibilities that they had there. I can understand the kid being frustrated and speaking up. And the haters got to just respect where he's coming from and the fact that he's, you know, he's truthful and honest and he's speaking facts.
My man, Joe in Acton. Nice job, Joe. A straight take.
Thanks, Joe.
Yeah! All right, so that's a guy who heard what I had to say and said, you know what, Rome, I agree. It's an articulate, intelligent young guy who just wants to win. I'm not saying that he only wants to win. I'm saying he wants to win badly. And he wants to get paid. But there's nothing wrong with that. Name one guy that doesn't want to win and get paid. A lot of guys want to get paid and they want to win. I really believe that Jalen Ramsey wants to win and he wants to get paid. And neither one of those things are happening in Jacksonville. And at last check, this is not a new topic, but at last check, guys in the NFL are getting their way. Some are and some aren't. Antonio Brown was able to force his way out of Pittsburgh to get into Oakland. Antonio Brown was able to force his way out of Oakland into New England. We'll see how it plays out. But guys are actually doing what they want to do, and they're having success doing it. Jalen Ramsey is looking at that, and he's asking himself, why the hell do I want to stay here? We're 3-13 in our last 16, and not only are we 3-13 in our last 16, we were a single play from being in the Super Bowl, and now we're 3-13 in our last 16. We are worse in our last 16 than the Miami Dolphins, and they're not paying me, and I know it's not going to turn around anytime soon, and I don't respect the coach. Yeah, I don't want to be here. Trade me. And if they don't, this is why this guy's got the hammer. If they don't, it can go really badly. Because then you have a guy who's a star who does not want to be there. Great. You control his rights. You really want a guy who doesn't want to be there. It could very well come down to the guy or the coach. And you got an old school guy like Tom Coughlin. I mean, come on, Doug Marrone. Is Doug Marrone not the most classic Tom Coughlin hire ever? And I guarantee Coughlin's sitting back there thinking to himself, no, we're not going to let this guy call the shots. We're not going to let Jalen Ramsey dictate the situation. We're not going to let Ramsey let us know what we're going to do. Maybe you should, Tom. Because what you're doing is not working. If you have to pick between your star corner and your average head coach, you better take the star corner. Because if you don't, that sends the message as to what you really feel and how you feel about winning. When we return, it is still the first hour, and we are still open phones. I want to get into the Jets. Right when I thought that they could not handle Monday night any worse than they did, they do. Enter Jamal Adams. That's coming up next. Bruce Feldman, next hour. Robert Klemko, who has been reporting extensively on Antonio Brown. And some things about him we did not know. That's coming up in hour number three. Right now, I've got your first sports update. Here it is.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
It It is time to ask the pros, where you get to ask me a question, and it's brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Go to CBSSportsRadio.com/AskThePros. Submit a question, and you want to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. All right, really quickly. This email says, Rome, trading Jalen Ramsey sounds like an incredibly bright idea. Thanks. Signed, Hawk and Rick in Buffalo, constantly meeting random men from the internet. Matt in Vancouver. Hawk's problem is not meeting random men from the internet. It's meeting random men from the internet and playing tennis with them. And playing a third set. In case you missed it, our EP, Adam Hawk, threw out his back for the fourth time in like under a year and a half. He's 32, going on 52. He's got a jacked up back. He can barely walk. He's barely functioning. And when I said, Hawk, what happened? How did you do that? How did you do it this time? I knew you threw your back out once by trying to slide into some golf shoes. What happened this time? He said, it happened because I was out meeting random men on the internet to set up tennis matches. And I played a 60-year-old guy. I won the first two sets. I wanted to walk off. And then the guy said, come on, Hawk, give me a chance. Let's play a third set. And because I don't know how to say no, I said yes, and then I threw out my back. So, to be fair, Matt, it's not meeting random men on the internet, which is jacking Hawk's back up. It is meeting random men on the internet and playing tennis with them. He found some site that's like a Tinder site for meeting random dudes on the internet to play tennis with. Jim, last night I was at Golden Corral and I gave the taco bar hella love. Signed, Beaks in Burrito Gravy.
Showing hella love.
Rome, I went to Ruth's Chris last night and they were showing hella love. Signed, the chef cutting LeBron's steak into little heart shapes.
Showing hella love.
Steve in PHX, wore the correlation between Cam Newton going vegan and becoming super brittle. All right, once again, I know a lot of you steak eaters are very much against the plant-based life. I'm not taking a side. We had James Lightning Wilkes on. He came on the Jim Rohn podcast. Lightning Wilkes has made a movie. He's a former MMAer. That's how I knew him. Champion MMAer. And he said he was one of those athletes who really was of the opinion that, hey, you got to get protein. In order to get that protein, you got to load up on beef, steak, hammer it. Then he got hurt, and he had a lot of time to do some research. And the more he looked into it, the more he realized that's not the way to go about doing it. You don't need to eat meat to get your protein. And in fact, eating meat could be really dangerous. And then he came upon a study that the great gladiators of the day were almost exclusively vegan. And he flipped it on its head and changed the way he saw everything. So in terms of Cam Newton, quote, going vegan and becoming super brittle, I think that Cam is getting more and more brittle because he keeps going out there and getting the hell beat out of him. That's why he's more brittle. It's not about what he's eating or what he's not eating. It's about their inability to protect him. That's what's making him brittle. All right, speaking of which, why don't we go to Harrisburg? Jason in Harrisburg. Jason, how are you?
I'm good, Romy. And I hate to be the one to have to come into the jungle and defend Hawk, but I wonder how many of these losers smashing Hawk for using the internet as a tool to find other tennis players of a similar ability have hooked up electronically with some 15-year-old to play Fortnite in the last 24 hours. At least Hawk's hooking up with consenting old men and getting a little exercise while he's at it, until he gets hurt anyway. And that's what I'm worried about, Jim. But I think I figured out the reason Hawk's body is falling apart like a case of beer sitting in the water at the bottom of the cooler. It's because he hasn't switched to a plant-based diet yet. He needs to listen to more to these vegetable evangelists who tell us how much better they feel and how much faster they recover after cutting the meat out of their diet. Especially that dumbass James Wilkes, who told us that it was big meat that slid into the void left by big tobacco. Because, you know, before the downfall of Philip Morris, the meat industry was just a niche market serving a specialty clientele. The only thing I took away from that podcast is I can now accuse James Wilkes of representing Big Veg. And as far as I know, Jim, nobody likes Big Veg. So, Hawk, if chiropractors are the answer after getting injured, going VeggieTales is a sure lock at preventing injuries. War everything in moderation. I'm out.
Jason. All right, so going back to James Wilkes. It's a really interesting podcast. And again, I'm not taking a side here. I have not assumed or accepted the plant-based life. I've got an open mind, though. And I know a lot of athletes that have that talk about the benefits, talk about their ability to recover, talk about how they have more energy, talk about how their focus is better, talk about how they're getting the protein they need from a plant-based diet. Now, going back to what he said, where James Wilkes suggested that big meat took the place of big tobacco. What he meant by that was for a long time, manufacturers of tobacco and the industry were peddling it, saying it's fine, it's fine, it's fine. It's not cancerous, it's not cancerous. And then we found out it was. The Surgeon General has slapped the disclaimer right there on the package. So at that point, they can't keep hammering that point home. So as they kind of slide out, big meat slid in from a marketing standpoint. And now come to find out, James Wilkes and I talked about that, and I said, is there any doubt in your mind that meat is cancerous? I asked him the question. Here's how he responded on the Jim Rome podcast.
It's undeniable. I mean, if you look at all of the world's leading health organizations, they're all saying that, processed meats are a class one carcinogen, red meat is a class two carcinogen. There's research by the National Cancer Institute, which shows that people eating meat once or more a week have a 3 times increased risk of prostate cancer. And that includes chicken, turkey, fish, things like that.
Yeah, it's not just red meat. It's not just steak.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking poultry and fish as well.
Absolutely. Prostate cancer. So for guys, I mean, just once or more a week, 3 times your risk. So there's studies being done showing that about 500 genes get turned on and off when you switch to a plant-based diet. It turns off the bad genes and turns on the good genes, the protective ones. So it's really incredible. It's like the genes load the gun, but the diet pulls the trigger. And so that's why you need to focus on what you're putting in your body.
Two thoughts. Jason in Harrisburg called that guy, James Lightning Wilkes, quote, a dumbass. Jason called not only somebody else a dumbass, he called that guy a dumbass. Did that sound like a dumbass to you? And then number two, I want to be very clear about this. I know James Lightning Wilkes. I've known him for several years. I go back pretty far with him. I actually trained with him for a little while. Lightning was the guy who said to me, when I trained MMA with him, and I got to admit, I love watching it and I love talking about it, but I didn't love doing it. And when we were on the mat rolling around, I said, yeah, I don't know about this. He said, why do you not know about this? I said, I don't know. I'm not really comfortable with it. I'm not enjoying it that much. He said, well, you know what? You better get comfortable with it. I said, Lightning, I'm not that comfortable with it. He said, listen to me. You better get comfortable with it, because if you're in the street and that fight goes to the ground, you're dead. So let's get on the mat and grapple some more. I said, yeah, I don't know if I'm comfortable with it. How about you and I go out and get a steak? No, I didn't say that part, because at that point he ate steak. This is the thing about Lightning Wilkes. He was an old school guy who ate a lot of meat and really did believe that you had to eat meat and the whole marketing behind meat. And again, I'm not anti-meat, man. I'll probably have a steak tomorrow. I'm just saying I've got an open mind to these things, and so did he. He was the guy that said, I always believed more meat was better, that real men eat meat. He said, I don't believe that anymore. And then he cites study after study after study after study, which not only suggests that you don't need to, but it's actually dangerous to do so. And he's not some kind of crazy kook running around either. I mentioned I saw my MD recently. My doctor told me the exact same thing. Exact same thing. But Jason in Harrisburg thinks that James Lightning Wilkes, a guy who made a movie and who was a champion MMAer, is, quote, a dumbass. Great take, Jay. Let's go to Tahoe. Greg in Tahoe. It's good to have you, Greg. How are you?
Very well, Rome. How you doing?
Good. Great.
Good. I've been listening to you since your Bong Morris days back in the day, so I really appreciate your radio show. Just make this real quick. Rome, I'm so tired of hearing about all these prima donna athletes wanting to get traded just because their team is losing. Dude, what are we saying to our youth? the Little League youth soccer team, if they're losing games, you're going to tell your mom to trade you to the other side of the town. We got these college kids in the transfer portal. If things aren't going around, they want to jump up and switch up and go. You're already winning. Most of these guys have full ride scholarship, books, tuition, fees. You're in the league. You're getting paid. Even if it is league minimum, you're not getting paid. There's guys like me who played Division One, but now I'm working a construction job. If I'm winning or losing, it doesn't matter. I got to go to work every day and feed my kids, Rome. I'm telling you, only one team can win the Super Bowl. So I guess 31 other teams are losers. If you can't compete on a losing team, are you not a winner? Are you a winner? In other words, Rome, everybody wants to be on a winning team. But the message that we're sending to our youth is hocus pocus. Hey, learn how to play the game, strap it up, go to work, and play the game. I'm out.
All right, my man. I do appreciate the Bong Morris reset. That was a blast from the past. And I appreciate you being loyal. I appreciate you calling the show. I appreciate you listening to the program. Again, it's not as simple as, hey, Rome, do you know what would happen to me if I did that at my job? How many millions of times have we gone over this? Do you know what would happen to me, Rome, if I pulled that crap at my job with my boss? They'd fire my ass. I'd be out on the street. I know. Hey, Rome, do you know what would happen to me if I did what Jalen Ramsey did at my job? I wouldn't have a job. Right. Because you are replaceable. Because I am replaceable. Jalen Ramsey, not so much. Jalen Ramsey is their best player. Jalen Ramsey is arguably the best cornerback in the NFL. So his argument also is, man, not everybody can be on a winning team. Only one team wins a Super Bowl. What kind of a message is that sending our youth? That if you're not on a winning team, you just quit? You just look for your way out? Quote, I'm sick of these spoiled athletes. Quote, what about Barry Sanders? Barry Sanders never did that. Look around the NFL right now, okay? Look around the NFL. How many of these guys are injured? How many of these guys are injured severely? How many of these guys are walking away from the game in their prime? How many of these guys are retiring in their prime? They risk severe injury every single time they walk on the field. And not just on Sundays, but on the practice field. They risk a career-changing, career-threatening, career-ending injury. Life-changing. And yes, it is what they signed up for. Yes, they know what they're getting into. But if you're that person, and you know that every single time you step on the field in a game that violent, that you're taking your career into your own hands, wouldn't you want to make as much money as you possibly could because you never know when it's going to come to an end? Wouldn't you want to play for the best team you could? Sometimes you have the hammer, sometimes you don't. Guys who have the hammer are going to use it. Guys who think they have the hammer may try to use it and come to find out they don't, like Melvin Gordon. I've got no problem with it. Why does anybody do anything? Because they can, because sometimes it works, and why wouldn't they if they're playing a game that violent? And wouldn't you want to play for a team that was committed to winning? And wouldn't you not want to be on a team that's not committed to winning? They're 3-13 in their last 16. Very clearly, Jalen Ramsey is looking around and thinking to himself, we don't know what the hell we're doing here. We were a play away from the Super Bowl, and now we're an embarrassment. Now we're worse than the Dolphins over the last 16 games. Yeah, I don't think I want to be here anymore. I'm fighting with my coach on the sideline. There's a lot of other things y'all don't see that's going on here. And by the way, I'm not real happy with my contract. And we're not competitive. I don't want to be here. I get that. I understand that. I don't have a problem with that. Bong Morris is Bam Morris. Remember, Bam Morris had a little issue with the weed. And no, it's not as easy as, hey, Rome, if I pulled that crap at my job, I wouldn't have a job. I know. Because you and I and pretty much everybody listening is replaceable. That argument doesn't work. It never has. When we come back, we start hour number two. Bruce Feldman coming up next hour. Robert Klemko in the third hour. My thoughts on the Jets and Jamal Adams next.